Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the show podcast for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. If you don't know, we have another podcast that's all new content. It's called The Unfiltered After Show. And wherever you're listening to this, you can get that in the same exact place. The difference is people are allowed to swear. And we can talk about stuff that might be a little bit more controversial. Edgy stuff like bike lanes. anyway, on the podcast today, we will get into the Good Vibe Tribe, a really cool story about Guy Fieri and all this money that he helped raise. I had to call a family meeting. My son wants way too much money for his allowance. And then also, Annie and her friends are all up in their feels with this new re-release of Taylor Swift's old album, Fearless.
Red Sox, Celtics, and the Bruins all won last night.
Let's go.
But I want to talk about this Johnson & Johnson story. So we had the breaking news yesterday that they had stopped giving the J&J one-shot vaccine around the country. And here in Massachusetts, Kennedy and Annie were supposed to get their shots yesterday. Mm-hmm. While we were in the middle of the show, you both got texts that said what?
That we had our appointments had been canceled.
Yes.
To the nationwide pause.
Now, I saw on social media, Annie got a shot yesterday.
Yes.
So explain to everybody what happened.
So I went to the gym and then I get a text from the same number and they say, we're going to honor your appointment. We're going to give you the Pfizer dose instead. So I text Kennedy immediately. I was like, oh my God, we're getting our shots. Blah, 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 blah. Because I had tried, you know, rescheduling and doing all this stuff. So I go into the Plumbers Union Hall in Dorchester, right next to the Dorchester Brewing Company yesterday. Yep. Seamless. I was in and out in, I want to say, 25 minutes.
Great.
The nurses could not have been nicer. You know, you're sitting in the 15-minute observatory period. I'm just like, I got my shot. Do you guys see my band-aid? Do you see it?
Dude, you are hyped in the 15-minute waiting period.
100%.
I was ready to turn it to Coachella.
As soon as I left, I stuck that. I got my COVID vaccine in my forehead. I took a picture. I was like, I am the baddest you know what in the game right now.
So, Kennedy, you're last.
I am.
When are you getting yours?
Today.
It is happening.
Yeah, so I'll get the Pfizer shot.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, you three got the Pfizer. I got the Moderna. You'll be the last one to get it today.
Yep.
Dan has already gotten his second shot.
Yes, Pfizer as well. Do you guys want to start a burger chain called Fize Guys where we only serve people vaccinated by Pfizer?
Yes. Yes, I
Let's
do.
Get to the good
I've been thinking
vibe.
About this a lot.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you want to drop us a text of somebody that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. We got a text from the 508 that says this is probably only Good Vibe Tribe for my family, but I wanted to share after almost a month of anxiety. In the limbo of waiting for answers, we found out last night my husband does not need heart surgery.
That is so exciting.
So there you go. Not exactly a Good Vibe Tribe story for everybody else, but obviously
we are all in this together. So
gave me
absolutely.
Good vibes.
Right. So again, if you want to drop us a story at 617-931-1234, a 14-year-old cancer survivor in Colorado named Belle Kress told Make-A-Wish she really wanted her own pet dragon.
Well, who doesn't? Okay.
And they actually made it happen. They worked with a robotics company called Aero Electronics, and they made a robot dragon that can recognize her face and respond to her voice.
Cool.
A National Guardsman named Doug Rollo recently surprised his adult daughter, Brooke, by coming home 2 weeks early and showing up at her front door, the video of her breaking down.
I can't watch those at work. I'll stop.
Those compilation videos are some of the best on the internet.
Yes.
And the ones with puppies, too.
Also, there's a video making the rounds of a grandfather in Florida getting emotional when his daughter surprises him by bringing his grandson for lunch. They apparently hadn't been able to see each other because of the pandemic. It's amazing how one good deed leads to another. This could be my favorite story of the year so far. Someone in Texas recently gave a homeless guy a $100 gift card to Outback Steakhouse. So the homeless guy goes into Outback. Then the manager at Outback became friends with him, made sure he never went hungry. He fed him. He eventually gave him a job bussing tables, but it didn't end there. The manager reached out on Facebook looking for cheap hotels so he'd have a place to stay for a while. And instead, random people donated clothes, groceries, a bike, and over $2,200 to help him get an apartment.
Oh,
right?
Love it.
Yeah. Oh, I have the chills.
Mm. I guess this day was inevitable. We all finally have too much toilet paper.
Is there such a thing, though, really?
Toilet paper sales were down 4% in January, and it's because so many people stocked up last year and are still working through their supplies. Last year, Americans spent $11 billion on toilet paper, which is $2 billion more than the average year.
It's just so absurd.
So, yeah, we went way overboard on hoarding
toilet paper. Are you guys using? Are you all right?
Well, it was running out, so people were like, I have to get it, or I won't have any.
Kate Merrill's has like a bunker of toilet paper. I'm like, it's all right.
I never understood it. I was like, it's a respiratory illness.
It's
Right.
Because you're staying home. Mm. That's all. You know what I mean?
I've been hoarding toilet paper for like 20 years.
If you shop wholesale for that stuff, you're automatically hoarding it.
I just remember being really poor, Annie, and being out of toilet paper and having to steal it from the radio station.
Well, I used to steal it from my college dorm. Are you kidding me?
kudos to police in India. They busted a mattress factory. They weren't stuffing feathers or anything like that in their mattresses. They were using used masks.
Yipes.
No.
And also, kudos to India because they punished 10 people who traveled to India from foreign countries and violated their quarantine. They got a Bart Simpson punishment. They all had to write, I did not follow the rules of lockdown, so I am so sorry, 500 times.
Scott, that's amazing.
Do you guys ever have to do that in school?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Many, many times.
Yeah, me too.
Kennedy, what do you have for Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So we know that Guy Fieri just loves to do stuff for other people, especially restaurant workers. And over the pandemic, with the National Restaurant Association and the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund, he has raised close to $25 million for restaurant workers that have been struggling.
So many people work in the restaurant industry as multiple jobs or their second job, single moms, single parents, students, retirees. I mean, the restaurant industry is massively important to our communities. And so when I saw this was coming, I said, we got to do something to get some money to these folks.
Wow.
So I love him.
He's given, you know, grants of like $500 here, whatever here, to all different people, and saying that 80% of those who received relief had a household income of less than $50,000, and 90% said they were going to use those funds to pay their rent. Mm. So
good for him. Nice job, Guy Fieri.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of My Magic Carpet washable rugs. So a couple hours ago, we told you that Colton Underwood was going to be on with Robin Roberts in a pre-taped Good Morning America interview. Well, that has aired, and we were wondering what he was going to say. There was a lot of thought that he was going to come out, and that's what he did.
What is the audio number on that? Thank you, Kennedy. I appreciate it.
This year's been a lot for a lot of people, and it's probably made a lot of people look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are and what they've been running from or what they've been putting off in their lives. And for me, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. I'm still nervous, but It's been a journey for sure.
So I what I'm going to say next about this, I don't want any way to reflect on what just happened. And obviously we love people who can speak their truth and be who they are. And we're clearly supportive of all of that. However, there is a lot of pushback on the internet regarding his ex, Cassie Randolph, because he was accused of stalking her, harassing her. It was very bad, putting things on her car to track her. So during the interview, he did address this. He said, "I would like to say sorry for how things ended. I messed up. I made a lot of bad choices." He said he was in love with Cassie, which made figuring out his sexuality even more difficult, making it more confusing for him. But a lot of people saying that that part still hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Or I'm not sure. But in any event, I'm just telling you what I'm reading. And that's that.
It's
so.
Just, I can't imagine carrying that around with you, especially going through a reality TV series where you have 30 women standing in front of you and you're like, okay, well, all of these beautiful people, I should be making a connection. Why am I not making a connection? Mm-hmm. You finally find Cassie. She doesn't want to be with you in the end. You chase after her. You're still, it's just, you can feel his pain and his voice.
You can hear how nervous he is.
Yeah, that does not excuse any of the actions towards Cassie at all, but just to be able to finally live in your truth.
Has she said anything? Like, did she accept his apology?
Is this the first time he's apologized publicly?
Well, this is the first time he's apologizing publicly,
Yes.
that I'm aware of. Again, I'm sort of going through quite a swath of stuff here. Yeah. But
you have to think also, coming from the hyper masculine world of professional football.
Every locker room.
That might have been why it took him so long to come to terms with it.
Because
I'm this big athletic football guy. Look at who I'm hanging out with. I can't be gay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's amazing he finally came to grips with it. That's pretty brave.
So if you have time today, go back and watch it. It was we got to see some pieces of it, and it was pretty fascinating. And as I say, this looks like he's getting his own Netflix documentary. So I assume this will follow him along in his journey. Starting this new life of his.
Interesting.
Taylor Swift, was on with Stephen Colbert last night, and he had questions about her song, "Hey Stephen," and wasn't about him.
Is the song "Hey Stephen" about me?
No, Stephen. I first recorded that song in 2008. I think I was like 18.
Yeah, I was also a younger age.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you were probably about 44 years, 179 days old, give or take. You know, several hours.
Wow, that is shockingly specific.
I mean, like I said, I'm a big fan.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not sure who was laughing off camera.
I don't know. I love this interaction so much, though. Like two people I never thought would be friends, and I just want to watch them have a beer together.
Taylor Swift brings people together, Annie.
She really does.
And TMZ caught up with Rob Gronkowski at LAX and asked the question everybody wants to know, is Julian coming to Tampa Bay? And he answered in the most Gronky way possible.
Is there any chance that he ends up in Tampa Bay with you guys next year?
69% chance.
Yeah. A 69% chance? Yes. Do you think he can see he has another year in him?
Yeah.
You do?
He'll be back.
Take away the goofy answer. That's about right, the percentage, I think, though.
I think it all depends on how bad his knee really is.
Right.
I'm sure he wants to keep playing. If he can, he probably will.
Do you really
will.
Think he wants to continue playing?
I think, I like the a 7 in 10 chance? That's not terrible.
I'm going to say no. I just feel like he's somebody that's like, you know what, I have a child. I don't want to be broken. I want to be able to walk her to school. And
he
do all
said
these
in
things.
His thing, I'm so glad I get to leave a Patriot.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it seems quite final.
Listen, Gronk sat on TV and cried.
Well, he was lying.
But he
straight
was sitting,
up lying.
We all went, he's retiring. Look at him. He's crying. We saw him in that thing for the CBD in tears.
Yeah.
My body was broken. So we've heard this before. Yeah. You never know.
Lauren Magowski.
Thank you, Barrett. You know, the TB12 method can get anybody back on.
I'm just saying, gets you pliable.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Annie, get in your field.
Begging you, please don't go. And I said,
your joy. It's
so this is Taylor Swift's sophomore album, Fearless, which she re-released last week as a way to gain back control of her music after the battle with Scooter Braun and that record label. and him buying and selling her stuff. And she just wanted to take control back. And this album speaks to an entire generation of young people. Most of them are Annie's friends, I believe.
Yes.
And so you reached out to some of your friends and our coworkers to send us what?
So just going through it all. So the album originally came out in 2008. So I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you this, I was in the thick of it. I just thought I loved a boy. Didn't turn out well for me. Spoiler. I had braces. But I just was looking at Twitter and everyone was just feeling that same sentiment. So I reached out to a couple people. First, we're going to hear from Danielle on the afternoon show, who took the assignment very seriously.
2008 middle school Danielle could not relate to a single lyric of Fearless, yet it set my expectations on love forever. Miss Swift and this album specifically had me thinking I was going to be kissing in the rain a lot more often. Spoiler alert, has yet to happen one singular time. You Belong With Me changed the trajectory of my life. I thought there was no chance I wouldn't get the guy. Spoiler alert, I never did. That video, I made my middle school teacher watch it in class because it truly is the best video of all time, though Sir Kanye West would disagree. The illegal version of Today Was a Fairy Tale that I had downloaded only had the first verse and chorus on loop over and over again, so it's nice to have access to the full version these days, especially with Miss Swift's mature vocals. Forever and always, they never mean it. The Way I Loved You, this song got middle school me craving a toxic relationship. Spoiler alert, toxic relationships are the reason you need to listen to Taylor Swift, young Danielle. Don't even get me started on the expectations that love story set. So yeah, now that I can relate and scream the lyrics while driving around, it is the biggest difference listening to Taylor's version. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for consistently saving and ruining my life.
A lot to unpack.
So we're calling the illegal versions now?
Yeah. I love that. It's just little Danielle on LimeWire jamming out to Taylor Swift.
Again, that was Danielle from the afternoon show. Yes. Thank you for that, remarkable. Danielle.
So then a couple other people got back to me. So we're going to hear from Mike. We're going to hear from my friend Colleen Cox, who sent me 4.5 minutes of Taylor Swift audio.
Wow.
I was like, girly, just needed, you know, a couple sentences.
Right.
Really had to dive in. And then we're going to hear from Olivia, who used to work here. She's the biggest Swiftie I know. And right. Then, of course, Eric. He really brings it home.
Yes, our former intern, Adam Levine, yes. Who is now a big corporate person here.
Who can't even be bothered with us anymore.
Yes.
But now, at 28, out of the closet, living my life, I've had my heart broken before, really being able to be 16 at 28 again. And I'm so thankful. God, love this for me.
Hearing this music re-recorded on a 72-degree weekend, I think Taylor Swift definitely planned the weather, was so liberating. I felt like I was winning these arguments that I did not win when I was a freshman all over again. But I just want to make a couple things clear. First of all, history has been made. I actually told my fourth grade students that history's been made, and they looked at me like I was crazy. So planning a lesson on Taylor, Allison Swift for the future.
Here we are 13 years later, and we're getting the re-recording in. We're both different people than when this first came out, you know? Like, Taylor has been through so much. And, I mean, I'm turning 26 now, so I have experienced a lot more of life than, you know, when this was first released when I was 13. But I turned 18 and I got Fearless tattooed on me. And I can't wait for the rest of the re-recordings, because I just think that this is, like, awesome for her. And I love that she's sticking it to the man.
I may be almost five years at this point, oh my God, into my relationship. And there's nothing I want to do more than break up with my boyfriend so I can actually have a reason to truly connect to these songs and so I can feel them appropriately after going through all these emotions. I kid you not, the other day I was driving down the Cape at like 9 p.m. to pick him up, and I was on Route 3 bumping Fearless, and in my head, we were broken up. Like, I was so deep into this music, I was like, Taylor has got me.
Oh, I just love your passion. I love it.
Unbelievable.
This Taylor Swift re-release is really, really getting the feels going.
So the last clip is from my dear friend Abby, who kind of shares the same sentiment as Eric. She is in a loving, committed relationship. She's about to get married in December. Her fiance is one of the sweetest boys I've ever met, but this re-release of it really took her back to a place.
I love my life. I'm about to get married to the most precious gem of a man on planet Earth. But when I hear the opening chords to Forever and Always by Taylor Swift, suddenly I'm in a relationship with a toxic 17-year-old who cheated on me in my best friend's basement after a semi-formal with a girl from Braintree. And I'm flashing back to when he said Forever and Always. But he didn't mean it, baby. All of a sudden, I'm romanticizing an era in my life that I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. I cannot wait until Taylor Swift re-releases Red so I can have another version of All Too Well to scream cry to in my car like I'm not in an extremely stable and loving relationship.
Just brings us all back, man.
It's astounding to me that all of you want to break up.
Yeah.
That this is the takeaway from Taylor Swift. Let's break up.
So you can scream the songs. Taylor, you're doing it to me.
But it was not, in fact, a love story.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All of the text messages right now.
So much feels.
Yes. That is Taylor's version of Love Story. It just released her re-released Fearless album. Grammy Award-winning album from 2010, by the way. From the 978, this remake is everything I never knew I needed in my 29 years of life. Also from the 781, I'm the same age as Annie. It was on full blast driving home from work yesterday. And I still remember every single lyric. My best friend and I actually went to the Fearless concert together. And that was our first show that we ever went to together.
I love that so much.
All right, let's go ahead and get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of My Magic Carpet Washable Rugs. Well, Mick Jagger dropped a surprise new single on us with Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters that rips into conspiracy theorists and anti-vaxxers. It is called Easy Sleazy.
Looking out from this prison wall.
Some of the other lyrics, shooting the vaccine, Bill Gates is in my bloodstream. It's mind control. The earth is flat and cold. It's never warming up. The Arctic's turned to slush. The second coming's late. These aliens in the deep state.
Wow.
I love this so much. I really.
No.
I think he sounds good. You know, I think the Rolling Stones had one of the best rock songs of last year, that Living in a Ghost Town.
It was good.
That was a good song.
It was a really good song. The band sounded good. He sounded good. I'm glad he's still putting out music.
Yeah,
I really
am. 77, still getting after it.
Love that
it.
For him.
Dave Grohl plays guitar, drums, and bass on the track, so he was very busy. Speaking of Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters are going to be part of something pretty cool called The Global Citizen is hoping to inspire vaccine confidence with a new special, Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world, hosted by Selena Gomez. We'll also see Jennifer Lopez, Eddie Vedder, J Balvin, and her. The event will be pre-taped at Los Angeles' SoFi Stadium and will air and stream on May 8th at 8 p.m. on ABC, ABC News Live, CBS, and YouTube.
Wow, that should be a
that
pretty good
awesome.
Show, huh?
That sounds awesome.
Global Citizen will call on philanthropists and corporations to donate enough dollars for doses to vaccinate more than 27 million heroic healthcare workers that are serving on the front lines in the world's poorest countries. So that's amazing. And as I get more information, as we get closer to the date, I'll let you know more about it. So, royal update for you, Carson.
Oh,
it's getting kind of ridiculous.
So much going on,
it's getting kind of ridiculous. So, Prince Harry back in the UK ahead of his grandfather, Prince Philip's funeral. Apparently, they said he had to quarantine when he got there, mm-hmm. although it's not for a full 2 weeks because the thing is on Saturday. But in any event, he's quarantining with Princess Eugenie and her husband Jack and their new baby. As you'll recall, Harry and Meghan lent Jack their Frogmore Cottage
mm-hmm.
home. So, he's just staying with them.
That's good.
Which is kind of fun. Just a whole lot of royal in one place.
Yeah. It's all stuffed in that tiny little mansion. It's got to be tough.
It's a cottage, Carson. It's
yes,
a cottage.
It's
do you
so
want this
small.
Bedroom? What do you think? You have Murphy beds?
Yes.
That would be sick. Murphy beds.
It's a one-bedroom cottage.
So this makes Eugenie the first British royal to see Harry. Apparently that's a thing. Now here's the drama, Carson, is what people are going to wear at the funeral. And here is the complication is that Prince Andrew. How is Andrew even invited?
He should not.
How is he not in jail,
yeah,
first and foremost?
Disgusting.
And Harry, they want to wear their military uniforms. However, neither is allowed because they are retired servicemen without honorary titles.
Hmm.
So they're trying to make it work out, but the Queen ultimately will have the last word as to what they can wear.
This is so absurd.
And what's the rule in the military in the United States? Could you still wear a uniform, or once you leave, that's that?
Like if you were going to do a military funeral.
So if I were going to a military funeral, could I wear my... Well,
I mean,
first
I'm assuming you don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to squeeze into that.
Into that good old polyester suit.
Ooh, a little tight around the gut.
Still death from above.
No, I don't think if you just... Like, if you retire, I think you're allowed to wear all that. That's
know.
A great question.
I don't know.
I don't have
I
it. That
remember.
Thing is long gone.
Yeah, I know. But I was just, you know, Harry just left a few years ago, you know. I don't know the answer.
Now I want to wear one.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, I bet now you wish it was hanging in like the back of your closet, like my prom dress.
I need to go to the Army surplus store up there on
There's
Route 1.
There's one in Saugus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just go up there and get a Class A uniform.
Yes.
Get the medals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I can help you with the order.
Okay.
That's the one thing I remember from
my
job at the...
You know all the orders?
I worked at military clothing sales. I did all of that stuff.
Well, there's a lot of new medals out there, Kennedy.
Probably.
You didn't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and playing also, the most Nickelback records in a row.
That's very important.
That was a medal I had.
So Harry has been trying to see William, but according to my sources, William is very busy with his family, and he's not even going to be in London until the day of the funeral, so it looks like any reconciliation is not happening.
Oh, boy.
But what do I know, and if this is real, but I saw it on Instagram, so it must be true.
So it must be true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
So me and Lana and my 10-year-old son Barrett have dinner at the dinner table almost every night.
Which I love.
Which is something I never had growing up. I don't know if you guys ever did that.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. We had single mom,
it's hard.
We had TV trays. That was our big move as a kid.
Yeah.
TV trays, sit in the living room and eat whatever. Sure. La menus.
Yeah, my house was the same way.
Yeah, it was always pre-made, frozen,
Hungry
whatever.
Hungry Man's.
Yeah. My wife cooks though. So every night we sit down. And we've started now having family meetings occasionally.
Which we thank you for.
And we had one over the winter about him shoveling snow and how much Barrett should make for that. So this one was about allowance. And this kid has lost his ever-loving mind.
I'm calling a family meeting.
Family meeting.
Family meeting.
Family meeting.
So we had a discussion.
Oh, by the way, if you wanted to know, Kennedy, we were having pulled pork sandwiches with baked beans and some sort of delicious salad that was made with rump. No, she's on it. She's on it. That is for sure.
I'm calling a family meeting.
Family meeting.
Family meeting.
Family meeting.
So we had a discussion over the winter about Barrett being paid to shovel snow. What is it that Barrett asked you about now the other day?
Getting paid for chores. Now, he has done chores in the past.
Like shoveling snow?
Well, making my bed, doing all that stuff. Yes, and we had a chore chart coming into this family meeting. I brought said old chore chart.
Oh my gosh, she brought a visual aid.
Of reference.
All right, so clean bathroom daily.
No, it means like don't leave stuff out on your countertop, your toothbrush, your hairbrush, and all that.
Make bed daily, clean room daily.
Totally.
Laundry 2 days a week. He has to do laundry? What does that mean?
Full laundry. Well, he wasn't actually doing it when it was when we had this old chart, I feel like. Mm. Yeah, he should be capable. I wash him, I dry him.
Barrett, how much do you...
Is there trash on there?
No trash, you missed that one.
No, yeah. Well, I said this was old.
This is a rough,
it could be updated. Trash is definitely going on.
Brutal.
So Barrett, how much do you think you should make a week?
20 a week if I do all my chores.
Whoa.
They can't see my...
Coming in hot.
I love it.
No, that's smart in negotiation, though. You start high, meet
Absolutely.
In the middle.
Absolutely. Shoot your shot. 100,000%. Carson, I am Team Barrett until I die.
Just love how flippy it was. $20.
$20. Bucks.
20 a week if I do all my chores. I can't.
Did you choke?
You can't see my face on the radio.
Choked on a big bean.
My jaw hit the dinner table.
20 a week?
Have you lost your mind?
If I do all my chores?
What world are you living in?
Hey! I didn't say if I miss a chore, I don't get 20.
You deduct.
Okay, so you're saying if you do them all.
If I do every single one.
You should get $20?
Yes. But if I miss one, you take $5 off.
You miss one, you lose $5?
No, you have to divide it out among how many there are and the amount that you're making.
No, I don't.
You guys are going down there.
Do an aggregate score.
I don't love math.
Like a plus minus of how many chores versus how much each chore is worth.
No, you do it or you don't.
Right.
You don't get it.
You do them all, you get paid. You don't do any one of them, and you don't get paid.
Fair enough.
That's
so
what
I don't. We're not asking you to do something 5 days a week.
Right.
So if I don't do one,
many of
I don't
these
get
things
it?
Are
right.
Many of these things are all you have to do is 3 days out of 7.
Does this sound reasonable?
Yes.
$20?
You've got a lawyer on your hands. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's a 10-year-old
lawyer. $20 is a lot. But
that is
I think 10 is fair.
Mm. Yeah, so he is now negotiating down to 10.
10.
10?
10.
$10 a week?
That's
that is
$40 a month.
That is $480
wow.
a year.
Okay, that's fine. But what are you doing with said allowance money? There has to be
it's either
rules in place. Dad and I take money out of our paycheck, and we put some into savings. We tithe some at church. There are things that you do with your paycheck. You don't just go blow it
on Fortnite
skins. Exactly.
I know that.
Or candy.
Or I know that.
We need to buy some stocks.
Oh,
he's 10.
I can't.
Have you checked your stock lately?
No, I asked you to, but you refused.
I'm just busy.
Doing what? Watching YouTube?
Go maybe. Off.
It looks like
10 a week. What is the, I don't know. I didn't read any like investment book. Like, what do you do? 10% into savings or 20%?
Oh, for crying
savings?
Out loud.
Guys.
Well, if I'm making $2 every week of my savings for yeah. 1 year.
Yeah.
365 days.
You are terrible at math. Just stop.
I said 365 days is a
year. You get paid weekly,
you get paid
not
every
daily.
Week.
Oh.
You get 52 weeks. So 52 times 2 is what?
Oh, this is painful.
I'm out of school. I don't
that's 104.
I'm you'd out have of 100... school. I'm sorry. I can't multiply.
You'd have $104 at the end of the year saved up.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Not 400 but it's a start.
10?
10.
10.
Okay.
Good talk.
That's fair.
Who's paying him?
Wow.
You guys are brutal.
Stop doing math in your house.
Number one.
Number one.
Yes. Hold on. Let me grab Elizabeth. Elizabeth has, I think, a couple of kids. What do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, I have a 12 and a 14-year-old, and they're both responsible to do chores every week.
Yeah.
They switch off on what their chores are, and they get $5 at the end of the week, and they're happy with that.
$5 is what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, what does $5 get you, may I ask, in this world? What do kids buy with their allowance monies?
So $5 may not get you something right away, mm-hmm. but if you save your money, then after a few weeks, you can get something that you want.
Okay.
That's kind of another way to kind of instill some responsibility in your kids and not say, all right, here's some money, go spend it every time. Save it a little bit, get something that you want, and, you know, maybe keep some in the bank, or when you have enough money, you can spend it on something big. Honestly, my kids buy, like, candy, things off Amazon that they want, like LED lights. My son is saving up for one of those Oculus things.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Too, so. I like this. So they got to wait a couple of weeks before they've got enough money. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. They could spend it right away on something small if they wanted to, and we do that sometimes, like, you know, a little pack of earrings for my daughter or, I don't know, something cheap.
You have something going for you that my wife and I don't have. You're not a pushover like we are. All right, thanks for calling in. Have a good day.
Bye.
No worries. You too. Bye-bye.
Kennedy, a text, $20 a week is fair. He's a good kid, and you'll see how he handles money at a young age. From the 617, I'll pay Barrett 20 a week to take my trash out. Kids hired.
I will as well. 100%.
Just needs transportation.
Just let him buy what he wants with the 10
yes,
bucks.
Yes, that's the big point. It's his money. He gets to do what he wants.
He's 10. Let him buy candy and Fortnite. He doesn't need to buy cardigans.
Or stocks.
I love all the people without kids telling me how to raise kids. It's my favorite.
It's what we do, Carson. It is what we do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.